Let's start with the obvious. What is robotic surgery?
So robotic surgery is basically the use of small incisions, which most people are familiar with. It's known as laparoscopic surgery. But through those incisions, we're able to direct instruments that can actually be controlled remotely within the same room by the surgeon. So it allows us to do, the term keyhole surgery has been used to do most of our major operations, so we can avoid large incisions.
You said keyhole. What's that?
So we make incisions about the width of a dime, and through those incisions we place the small instruments, the robotic instruments, so we're able to fill the abdomen with air to create a larger working space, and the instruments are able to move through those incisions to the target area to treat whatever we're treating. So with smaller incisions, there's less trauma to the body. So from a healing perspective, there are less scars, but with the smaller incisions, the recovery time is far enhanced. Patients are able to get back to their normal activities, the things they like to do in life, more quickly.
Can you do any type of surgery with robotics, or are there limitations?
Nowadays, we're approaching most disease processes robotically or in a minimally invasive fashion. It's very rare to make a large incision really for any surgery these days. Most of our cancers, if not all of the cancers, are handled robotically these days.
So what are the types of surgeries you do most often?
For me, I do robotic prostatectomy and partial nephrectomy as probably the two most common. So that's the surgical removal of the prostate for cancer. And the other is basically doing a surgery to remove tumors from kidneys, but to maintain the rest of the good kidney, okay, to keep the working part of the kidney there and just remove the bad part. It's known as a partial removal or partial nephrectomy.
Obviously, robotic surgery doesn't mean there's no surgeon there, right? You are in the room.
The surgeon has all control. Even though he's not physically touching the patient, the robotic instrument will not move without the command of the surgeon. There is someone sitting at the bedside that assists, and they perform different maneuvers for us, but they don't actually do the operation. So it's not like we're totally removed from the patient. And we're only a few feet away, 2 to 3 feet away is where we sit to do the actual operation. So the surgeon is very much involved, and it's not, like you said, an inanimate or autonomous robot.
You mentioned you like that the incision is smaller. What else do you like about using the robot?
The other part of the robot is there's a tremendous magnification that we're able to actually see things that we weren't able to see very easily with the naked eye. So there's an enhanced ability to avoid the vital structures, and a lot of the side effects in very delicate surgeries can come from avoidance of these structures.
Is it harder?
There's certainly a learning curve. You want to be in the hands of someone who's done a lot of these. We all learn at some point in our careers, but no, there certainly is a learning curve. And once you've plateaued in that learning curve, you can pretty much tackle anything.
So if I'm having robotic surgery, what should I ask my doctor?
The most important question you can ask is really to probe the surgeon's experience. You want to know that they've done a lot of the procedures that they are planning to do for you. Here, my partner and I, who's also a urologist, Dr. Jaffe, have done over 1,200 urologic procedures. So we have a very experienced center here, and that just doesn't speak for our urology. We also have multidisciplinary, different specialties that also practice robotics and have a lot of experience, which we're very proud of. But that's one of the most important questions that you can ask your doctor.
And finally, tell me more about your program. What makes it special?
We have now colorectal specialists who are using the latest and greatest of the robots, which is brand new to St. Mary. We're very proud of that. The XI robot, colorectal fellowship trained colorectal specialist to help with any colorectal needs. We have a multi-specialty general surgery department spanning from bariatrics to general surgery and all the subspecialties. For example, we're now doing combination cases where if something's difficult for me, I can ask one of my robotic brethren to jump in the room and help me out to do a very complicated case, things you would only be doing typically in an academic center. And therefore, we do have a lot of experience there. We also have gynecologic oncology, general oncology, and general gynecology. So again, multi-specialty is the key, but we also have many years. Often a lot of the surgeons I'm working with have over a decade of experience. So that's what I'd like to as the take-home point.
Dr. Harmon, thanks for joining us.